When I was 27 years old, I left a very demanding job in management consulting for a job that was even more demanding, teaching. I went to teach 7th graders math in a New York City public school. And like any teacher, I made quizzes and tests. I gave a formal assignment when work came back. I calculated grades. What struck me was that IQ was not the only difference between my best and my worst students. Some of my strongest performers did not have stratospheric IQ scores.